this whole debate over whether Michael Jordan could come back at age 50 and average 10 a game in the NBA.
Hey,
Frank.
I don't know how it came up, but it was interesting.
Frank at one point even bringing up Joe Fisher's basketball broadcast partner, Tim Thompson.
Saying he was older than Dirt.
No,
he was,
said Joe.
He said he was older than
I
Dirt.
I said
Frank.
He was older.
And Frank, you don't make me go back and get the tape. You said he was older than Dirt. Just own up.
Okay, maybe
it.
I said that. No. But that was just an expression.
Thank you, Serena.
But Joe, meaning that he can still play.
Oh, absolutely.
He can fill it up.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think he could do it, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah,
Mark says no.
I
didn't say no.
Yes, you did so. That's the whole reason this argument got started.
I just said it's not the same thing as Michael Jordan.
Well, anyway. I thought we were talking about Jordan scoring 10 a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Joe said yes.
All right. That's,
anyway.
Let's advance this.
I don't know why he'd want to, but, I mean, whatever.
All right. Well, to move on, Vanderbilt football hoping to score more than 10 a game.
Absolutely.
They host Mississippi State on Saturday, and as we talked about throughout the week, couple guys replacing the injured players and getting a look now. Joel Caldwell will get the start at free safety, and Bobby and the coaching staff still taking a look at who might fill James Williams' role on the right side of the offensive line.
I guess the good news, Kevin, is they actually have some options. It's not like they're in desperation mode looking for somebody to try to fill a spot. A lot of these guys, Joel Caldwell's been around a long time. He's got a lot of experience back there, and I think he'll do a very fine job. Brent Trice has got a lot of experience back there as well. Brent's one of those guys that's learned two or three different positions, and so you'll probably see him rotate in as well, including a couple of the freshmen that they've gotten that have already gotten some playing time. On the line, replacing James Williams, and I think James is going to have surgery tomorrow on that dislocated ankle. They've got, again, a couple of options. Riley Lauer has played a guard or tackle in that offense. They've got Caleb Welchens, who played in relief last week at LSU, and I thought did a fine job. So, again, I think it's a luxury for the coaches in that they don't have to be in desperation trying to find somebody just to fill a spot. They've got several options to choose from.
Joe, one thing I would imagine Bobby Johnson is telling his team, they need more production at wide receiver. They need those guys to step up and make some plays this weekend.
Yeah, got
to
catch the ball. There were too many passes that were dropped in that game last Saturday that I think should have been caught. Now, certainly, conditions may have played a part in that as well. But as Kevin said, it did rain during the course of that game. I think Kevin mentioned that a couple of times.
Nope.
But I mean, you're right. They've got to have a little bit better production. Now, Larry's got to do a little bit better job, too. I think Larry would tell you that there were some passes that were tough catches that could have been made, balls that maybe were not thrown in the right place. I can remember a couple thrown to tight ends that were thrown behind them that made it a much more difficult catch. So going to have to get a little bit better in that regard as well. But no question that they can't just totally rely on the running game. They're going to have to get some production through the air.
Anything else we need to know about from West End?
Well, just to mention that today and tomorrow are the final days for the $35 discounted ticket if you bring a canned food item for Second Harvest Food Bank to the Memorial Gym, or not Memorial Gym, to McGugan Center to the ticket office. You get a discount of $15 on each game ticket. So certainly worthwhile. It helps out a worthwhile cause.
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow.